Hey, welcome to another edition of the Vine Resources podcast show. And I've got a special one this week, and I say it's special because I feel it's a really important one that's sometimes overlooked. And that's why the phone is still one of the best hiring tools you have available. We were talking to a senior manager a couple of weeks ago who was hiring a number of people and working with their internal team, and we're using what they felt was all the tricks in the book to find their candidates, you know, across social media, previous candidates, referrals, job boards, LinkedIn ads, LinkedIn's messages, everything that they thought they had been using. But I said to them, you know, how much of the time had they actually spent using the phone? Now, it can be difficult because they've got a day job to do, but it also, what you realize is actually putting some time and effort into reconnecting with people on the phone is a great way to have real-time, one-to-one conversations. And, you know, often or not, people get lost in the noise of emails and people get lost in the LinkedIn messages and, you know, bombarded with adverts and messages and emails. So the best way actually is just to catch people, perhaps unaware, at different times of the day, and connect with them on an actual phone call. And look, I wanted to share with you some of the things that the phone allows you to do, as much like an audio on a podcast. But making that phone call really is a personal one-to-one, and it allows both, you know, you to portray, you know, your character quickly, your style and your tone. These are things that are very difficult to portray on a message. If you're faced with a complex situation, you can delve deeper into, you know, what is the motivators to perhaps make that person consider a move. Again, that's something that's very difficult to do if you're not having a real-time one-to-one conversation. You can also get those results a lot quicker. So again, you know, you can uncover things quickly, and it might be objectives of why they're not looking to move, or perhaps why they would consider a move, or what's the things that they would think about in the future that would allow them to make a change. Again, you can get that real-time information, push that back as well. There could be sensitive or delicate situations. I've had instances where people's personal and family circumstances have prevented them from moving, even though they want to move. You'll hear a lot of the time where people are also at the moment going through mortgage issues or mortgage stress, and it may be that they're concerned about that and they don't want to make that change until they've got that through. Again, it might be that you can overcome that and help them and support them, and that's quite an important topic on its own right as well. And as I said, throughout that whole stage, you're constantly able to get real-time objection handling and able to take that information and then come back to them to the table and present something for them. So these are some of the good reasons that I certainly see of using the phone as an effective tool still. So there's some other things that I thought was useful just to remind you, because again, often or not, even with your existing team, they're getting called all the time. And the question is, are you calling them as well? You might be messaging them, you might be chatting to them on email, you might be sending them a message via Slack or Teams or however you form the communication, but are you actually picking up the phone and talking to them and finding out how they are? Have you scheduled a call for the day of their birthday or the day before their birthday? There may be a work anniversary coming up. Have you put in a phone call to them? A phone call is a really valuable personal one-to-one experience. There might be the delivery for the project or the go live. Again, you know, can you call them to thank them personally for the effort and time that they've put in to make that happen for you? Is there something perhaps just before they leave the company or the end of their contract to value them and thank them for their service? And is there, you know, a regular contact and check-in after they've left the company? If they're a good leaver, you would welcome them back into your team. Have you put in a call with them? Have you diarized that to recheck in and see how they're going and how things are going for them, both in their business and their private life as well, for the information that you're able to share on those kind of subjects where you might often have a good relationship? It's important that you're not just thinking about those messages, placing those adverts, sending those LinkedIn messages. So it's really about thinking about, can you call some of your existing team and ask them who are the referrals that they recommend, people they've worked with in the past? Are they good people that you could have a conversation with that they rate? You know, try again if you can't get through. Often or not, the phone is again a powerful tool, but not everyone can pick up at the same time. But don't believe that the time of the day that you won't take a call. Others will take a call. Often or not, between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m, people are available and will take calls. I even dare say it, even on a Saturday morning. I know people who pick up a call and actually don't mind having a call on a Saturday morning because they're so busy in the week. Again, that might not work for you, but that doesn't mean it doesn't work for other people. You could drop them a text or send them a WhatsApp message, and make sure you leave a voicemail, because even in today's day and age, people do still return calls from voicemail. I get a lot of return calls, and again, if you put the effort in and it's a nice, clear message that's succinct and to the point with your details that they can hear, you'll be amazed that actually many people do call back. And if they don't, they've at least heard your message. So I just wanted to leave you with a few things just to think about for the next few days. And that was, when was the last time you spoke to one of your team on the phone, picked up a phone and had a one-to-one conversation about to them? Has anyone or someone been overlooked or forgotten about? Perhaps someone who you think, they don't need a call, they're pretty fine, they don't need my help or attention. But maybe there's someone that you haven't spoke to for a little while that might need a call. And when was the last time you asked them how they were, how you're feeling, how you're doing, and then just listened? Would love to get your feedback on this one. Love to hear what works for you. You can actually leave a voice message on Anchor if you're feeling brave and want to leave a message. But if not, I hope this was useful for you, and love to get your feedback as well. Look forward to joining you on another podcast soon. My name's David Lawrence. Thank you very much.